pro-Morsi supporters flood the streets ahead of his trial. Ministry brings hope to domestic violence victims in the Balkans. And is it too early to talk about Christmas? Not really. Stay tuned for Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egyptian security forces used tear gas to break up protests by pro-Morsi students at a university in Cairo yesterday. The violence comes just a week before the ex-president's trial on charges of inciting murder. An Aya Network worker, we'll call David, says while the Muslim Brotherhood is no longer in power,
they're still creating troubles, and in the last 2 months, they get very crazy. They want to destroy the country. They attack many churches. More than 80 churches are burned. Many Christians are killed.
David says Christians posted incredible responses, signs on their burned-out churches.
You burned our church, but we love you. So it's a great message of forgiveness, and this has made many, many Muslims discover the reality of Christianity, and many of them they come to know Jesus as Savior.
Help Aya Network's Emergency Response Fund at our website. Next, it's time to dig down to the details of the Syrian refugee crisis. An insider recently shared with Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, rebels are threatening to slaughter Christians. Despite the threats, they're still sharing the gospel. As Christians continue the work, thousands of Muslims are coming to Christ. Pray many more will find the love of Jesus through the hardship. For the full story, visit missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. A couple days ago, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck off the Fukushima coast in Japan. Asian Access's President Joe Handley says, thankfully, in terms of physical damage, not much happened. However,
the people have been through a lot, and having faced that horrific tragedy 2.5 years ago, just the memories of all that has come back. So that is the biggest challenge that they're facing in that region.
Due to the response of Japanese churches and the global church, people are trusting them and opening up. Because of that, church leaders are begging for help.
The need is so great. The church is so small. Please send us hundreds of missionaries. And so you can imagine just the emotional toll that the people have been through. And they're desperate, looking for hope. And right on the front lines are these local churches.
A2 is trying to meet the needs, but they need your help to do it. We've got ways you can get involved at our website. Meanwhile, broken individuals in the Balkans are learning to rebuild their lives. Imagine being forced back to a life fraught with abuse and violence only months after escaping it. This is the case all too often. A couple trained by HCJB Global developed programs in Ecuador and a Balkan nation to help these victims. They're providing them with the tools to re-enter society, but more importantly, they're sharing the gospel. Pray that God would work through this ministry to reach and heal the hurting. And is it too early to talk about Christmas? Far Corners Missions doesn't think so. Far Corners President Gary Bishop says the Yuletide season is when most people want to get involved.
Christmas inspires us to show the love of Jesus. So with that inspiration for so many of our donors, we decided we better put out something that makes it easy.
Enter the Far Corners Christmas Catalog, or as they're calling it this year, a giving book.
The whole reason we have this publication is the opportunity to give to someone else who has a desperate human need. They're hungry, they need medical care, they need rescuing out of human trafficking.
Through each project, a door opens to share the gospel. Learn more about Far Corners' work at missionnetworknews.org. Pray the giving book becomes a gateway for people to get involved in missions. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you frustrated by the mistakes you've made? With your best gift, M&M will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us that in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God's there, ready to use us. Get your copy with your gift of any amount at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.